All right, let's get all epic now. We're used to epics like The Lord of the Rings and A Thousand and One Nights. They're long stories involving heroes and derring do. But my next guest has written an epic poem based on a more modern-day hero, Winston Churchill. Brian Hodgkinson, welcome. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Now, have I got the idea of an epic right in this case? How long is this poem?
It's about 160 pages. But I think epics vary quite a lot in length.
Yeah.
I mean, the Indian ones are thousands of pages.
How long did it take you to write this, then?
A bit under a year, really.
So I guess I might ask the question, why?
Why, yes. Well, I got interested in the Second World War as a teenager. I mean, I was a very small boy during the war, which made a big impression on me, I think, really. And I've read books on the Second World War ever since, and I taught history for some while. And I thought rather gradually of writing a book on Churchill. But then I thought, there's so many books on Churchill, what's the point really in adding one more? Mm. But I'd been writing poetry for a while, and it just struck me that why not put it into verse? Because he was a genuine hero, and I felt a historical hero, not just an imaginary one, a real hero.
You say you've written poetry before, but had you ever written anything on such a scale?
Well, I wrote a rather similar narrative poem on King Alfred, which was published about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. So this is obviously something that you like, getting your teeth into something really quite meaty. But is Winston Churchill an easy man to write an epic poem about?
Well, in a way he is, I think, because particularly his speeches have a sort of flow to them and a sort of poetic quality, although they're prose, which isn't that difficult to put into blank verse. I mean, it's not that I've put them straight into blank verse, but I've paraphrased them. Mm. And putting that into blank verse is not as difficult as I might think, because it has this poetic quality to it already from Winston Churchill, because he was a great rhetorician, undoubtedly.
The poem is published to coincide with the 70th anniversary of VE Day, and you talk about Churchill and his speeches. How would you describe the man himself?
As a person, really, you mean? Mm. Well, I think he'd have been a very difficult person to work with, because he was obviously extremely demanding, and I think during the war, everything that he did was dedicated to winning the war. So if you were someone working for him and you weren't feeling too well or whatever, he might perhaps disregard that, although he could be kind to people when he managed to fit that into the programme, as it were. Mm. But I think, like working for any dedicated person, it can be difficult, really.
So you think, OK, I'm going to write this epic poem. I'm going to make it long and big. Where do you start?
Well, I started just by reading around everything I could lay my hands on about Churchill. But in particular, because it seemed ridiculous to try to write an epic poem about a whole lifetime, like a biography. So I decided to make it what I hope is a bit dramatic by focusing it on the early part of the war. And I have a specific historical reason for that. It's because when France fell in May 1940, Britain was the only country fighting the Germans. They got control of most of Western Europe. until they attacked Russia in July 41, that's over a year, we were the only country fighting Germany. And the modern view of the war tends to be that it was won largely by the Americans and the Russians, because they had a preponderance of forces, of course. But what we did was to stop the Germans winning it. And if we hadn't done that, it would have been lost straight away. And I think that gets forgotten in the teaching of it as history, really.
Now, I'm afraid, it being an epic, we haven't got time to read the whole poem now. All 160 pages, did you say?
Yes.
But we have got time for a few excerpts. Would you be able... You lost your glasses. Oh, they're on.
They're on. I'm always doing that.
I do that. They're normally on my head. Have you got a chance to be able to maybe read the beginning bit and the end bit?
Yes, the middle bit's about the Battle of Britain.
We could do the beginning and the middle.
Yes.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Right. So this begins right at the beginning with what's the chapter's called The Menace of Nazi Germany, 1933, just after Hitler's become Chancellor in Germany, and it begins in this way. Throughout the night, the drum of marching feet and flickering light from torches held aloft engrossed the streets of many German towns. Whilst in Berlin, the aged president saluted from his balcony the troops of Sturmabteilung, Stahlhelm and SS, whose banners rose in white and red and black. And watching, too, with burning eyes of zeal, stood Adolf Hitler, now the Chancellor. And then if I move on some way to the Battle of Britain, which in some ways is the sort of focus of the book, I suppose, there's just a short piece about Churchill visiting the underground headquarters of the RAF, where the battle was controlled. Churchill sat in silence, quite absorbed, his head bent down upon the scene below, a new cigar unlit. At each red light, he frowned aggressively, whilst Clementine, less passionately engaged, turned frequently to watch him. This, he knew, was England's war, fought over native land, no more in France, by Englishmen, and those of like intent, men from the Empire, gallant Poles and Czechs.
Brian, it's so lovely to hear you read that, particularly as you wrote it, straight from the person that wrote the poem. If anyone wants to hear more of that, or read more of that, it's published, isn't it? And the poem is called?
It's called Saviour of the Nation.
Fantastic. And available to buy now?
Yes, it's published a week or two ago.
All right. Well, you know, I don't know if you've got any more epic poems in the bag. Anyone else you want to?
Well, I've written one on the Second World War.
Right.
Which I'm getting illustrated by a friend of mine. And I hope to publish that within the next year or so.
So maybe come back in and tell us more about that.
Well,
that
would be very nice.
That'd be great.
I'd like to, yes.
It's lovely to meet you, Brian. Thank you so much for sharing that epic Winston Churchill poem.